All right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we are going deep on positive values.
Okay.
We're using this document called Positive Values, tay.pdf.
Okay.
It's really fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
It's really all about, like, I don't know, getting to the core of how we see ourselves and how we interact with the world.
Yeah, and what I find interesting is how it kind of flips the script a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of focusing on all the external stuff like achievements and accomplishments,
right,
it really digs into that inner foundation.
Yeah.
Self-acceptance, you know.
Yeah, okay, so the very first statement in this document is, I exist. Which, I mean, on the surface seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Even a bit too simple.
Right.
But I think there's more to it than meets the eye.
Well, I think that's kind of the point, right? It's like this really powerful reminder that we have inherent worth simply by being alive.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hitting the reset button on all those pressures we face.
Okay.
To achieve, to be validated, all that external noise.
I see. So if just existing gives us value, does that mean we shouldn't strive for anything?
Not necessarily, no. It's not about giving up on goals or ambitions. It's more about shifting our perspective.
Okay.
It's recognizing that our worth isn't contingent on those things.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can still set goals, work towards them, but we're doing it from a place of self-acceptance, not from a sense of lack.
Gotcha.
Think of it like a secure base from which to grow.
A secure base. Okay.
Yeah.
So how does the next value I need fit into all of this?
So this one's interesting because it directly challenges this idea that needing help is a weakness.
Okay.
Which is something I think a lot of us struggle with. It encourages us to be honest with ourselves about what we need and to seek support when we need it.
So being vulnerable.
Exactly. Whether it's emotional support, physical help, social connection.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of people, that's really hard because we're so often told to be independent.
Yes.
Self-sufficient. Like we should be able to handle everything on our own.
And that's just not realistic. Denying our needs can actually do more harm than good.
Right.
You know, lead to burnout, resentment, even damage our relationships.
So then how do we balance taking care of our own needs with being there for others?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's finding that sweet spot.
Right.
Because the document also talks about not solely basing our identity on meeting other people's needs.
Right.
So it's not about becoming completely self-centered. It's about recognizing our own needs are valid. And it's about healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, we can't pour from an empty cup.
It's like that classic analogy, right?
Exactly.
Put your own oxygen mask on first.
Exactly. You can't help anyone else if you're struggling to breathe yourself. It's about recognizing self-care isn't selfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential.
Okay, the next value in this document is an interesting one. It says, I am entitled.
Ooh, yeah, that's a loaded word.
Right. It's definitely got some baggage, especially when you hear people talking about entitled millennials.
Uh-huh.
But the way it's used here, it's not about being demanding.
Yeah.
Or expecting special treatment or anything like that.
No, it's about recognizing that we deserve happiness, fulfillment, having our basic needs met.
Yeah.
It's about self-respect and agency.
So it's more about a sense of inherent worthiness.
Exactly. It's like this deep understanding that we have the right to a good life, not because of what we do or achieve, but simply because we exist.
I can see how that could be really empowering, but I can also see how it could be misinterpreted.
Oh, absolutely.
Like if someone takes this to an extreme, it could lead to unrealistic expectations or a sense of entitlement without putting in the work.
That's why that balance is so important. Knowing you deserve good things, but also understanding you have a role to play.
No, okay, I like that. It's about internal worth motivating action,
yes,
not demanding things be handed to you.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on to a value that I think a lot of people struggle with. And even this document kind of acknowledges that this one can be tough.
Yeah.
It's, I am lovable.
That one hits home for a lot of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, because we live in a world that's constantly evaluating us, judging us, comparing us.
Yeah, it makes it hard to really believe in our inherent lovableness.
Yeah, and it's so easy to get caught up in that comparison game, focusing on our flaws, our shortcomings.
Right, all those perceived imperfections.
I really like how this document talks about unattractive qualities, though.
Yeah.
It normalizes imperfection.
Yeah, it makes the point that we all have them.
Right.
It's part of being human. And those qualities don't diminish our core worth.
I think sometimes we forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about someone you love deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love them because they're perfect?
Good point.
Or because of the unique combination of qualities that make them who they are?
It's often those imperfections that make people so endearing, right?
Exactly. So embracing our own imperfections, allows us to extend that same grace and compassion to ourselves.
I love that. That's a really beautiful way to put it.
Okay, and finally we come to a value that builds on all the others.
All right, let's hear it.
It's I am good enough.
Ah, yes. This one's so important.
It really is.
It's about releasing that pressure of perfectionism, embracing ourselves, flaws and all.
Doesn't that kind of go against the idea of self-improvement, though?
Not at all. It's not about settling or becoming complacent. It's about shifting our motivation.
Okay.
Instead of trying to become good enough, we're acknowledging that we already are.
Right.
And that allows us to pursue growth and change from a place of self-acceptance, not a sense of lack.
I like that distinction. It's like you said earlier, it's about building on a secure foundation.
Exactly.
Okay, so to recap, we've explored I exist, I need, I'm entitled, I'm lovable, and I'm good enough.
Powerful stuff.
Powerful stuff. These are really powerful statements.
You really are.
And they build on each other in such a meaningful way.
You know what's so important to remember is that these values aren't a destination.
Mm-hmm.
They're an ongoing practice. So as you go about your day, your week, think about which one of these resonated with you the most. Which one might be the most challenging to embrace? And maybe that's a good place to start your own exploration.
Yes, your own exploration.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
All right. See you then.